Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM, The Ticket. This is Bronco Focus with the voice of Boise State Athletics, Bob Beeler.
Welcome back, Idaho Sports Talk. Bob Beeler now with us, Fat Guy's Fresh Deli Hotline. And Bob, JP said you were on a bus. You're back. What are you, calling games for the Chattanooga Lookouts again, Beeler?
Yeah.
Back in the bus leagues, huh, Beeler?
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing when you do games in the East, most games are by bus. And out here, most games are by plane because Utah State is the closest team, and it's about a 4.5-hour ride. And we left yesterday, and I have to say, I've been on a lot of buses with teams. This was the nicest bus and the easiest trip. The seats were big like you were at the theater. Abe Jackson and I were on the same row, and generally on a bus, we're busting up against each other. He had his side. I had my side. They had tables that if you wanted to have a little table in front of yourself, you could do work, which I did. Movies, which is a par for the course thing with teams. They watched a movie going down. So it was a different experience, probably a different experience for the players as well, because, again, the only time they use buses usually out here is from the airport to the hotel and from the hotel to the gym, and that's it.
Man, Bob, I want to go on this bus.
Yeah.
Raider. Sounds like a dream cruise, man.
Bob, did this bus come with beverage and cocktail and dinner service?
I'm sure you could probably ask for it, but no, it was not the case. But hey, it was much more comfortable than I was thinking, and buses have come a long way.
Traveling in style. The game tonight, 7 p.m. in Logan against Utah State. Bob mentioned Utah State's been struggling lately in this league. What have you seen? Why? Why is Utah State in a slump right now?
Sometimes it's as easy as looking at some numbers. They're 1-4 in the conference, and in league games, they are shooting 19% from three-point range. 19%. Opponents in the five games have shot 39%. They've done a pretty good job from two because they're shooting 44% overall, but they just can't hit the broadside of the barn. Now, they have guys that can shoot, and I guess the thing that you always worry about is that, you know, maybe all of a sudden they start to find the range at home. But this is a team that passes real well. They're one of the top assisting teams in the country. They've got some people who can score. But in the conference games, they have really struggled. Now, they have a new coach, and they lost Nemish Keita, the big 7-footer that's now playing in the G League for the Kings. So not nearly as formidable inside. So, I don't think this Utah State team should be as good as the one they had the last couple of years, 2 years ago, especially when they had Keita inside and Sam Merrill outside. Merrill's with the Bucks now. But I would think that, you hope that maybe they don't find their three-point shooting tonight at home.
Talking to Bob Beeler live from Logan, Utah, getting ready for tonight's Boise State-Utah State basketball game. Starts at 7 o'clock on our sister station, KBOI, 670 AM. All right, Bob, you just outlined that Utah State is struggling. That leads me to one simple question. Does that mean Boise State has a chance tonight?
They certainly do. When you look at the history, and I'm sure Bronco basketball fans know that Boise State had never won at Utah State until Coach Rice got here. They've won just 3 out of 23 total.
Wow.
So that's a blue, like, you know, what, you know, New Mexico has won one time coming into the blue. So it's kind of like those statistics for Boise State basketball in history. You know, it's a tough place to play, but it's also a place, where they've had good teams too. I think Boise State has the better team tonight. I think if Boise State plays its cards right, shoots well enough, I think it's going to be a difficult game tonight, but I think it's just going to be one that's going to go in the win column, and Boise State needs this one because you want to stay in first place. San Diego State coming Saturday, they're unbeaten. Wyoming, who they're hosting next Tuesday, also unbeaten. They won again last night.
This 10-game winning streak, we've talked a lot about that this week, and certainly 11 could happen after tonight, but what's been the most impressive part of this winning streak, Bob?
Well, I think that it's been different guys. It isn't like one guy you're relying on. They've also won different ways. They've won some games where they've shot the ball well. They've won some games where they just pounded the opponent on the glass. You know, they got outshot and out-rebounded by Air Force, but they found a way to win. They forced 20 turnovers in that game. They didn't hit their free throws in that game, but Air Force's free throws were worse. So this is a team that has found ways to win, and I think that to get on a winning streak, when you have different guys that are maybe your lead guy each night and coming through in different ways, to me, this that says you have a good team.
Bob, tell us about the coverage tonight.
Well, we've got an extra dose of coverage tonight because we've got Inside Bronco Basketball, which normally airs Thursday night at 6 on 670 KBOI. It's going to air at 5:30 tonight. We'll hear from Tyson Degenhart. We're going to even have a hypothetical one-on-one game that we're going to talk to him about Tyson Degenhart, Hart senior in high school versus Tyson Degenhart freshman. He's going to tell you where he is better. Again, that show goes from 5:30 to 6:30, and then Nate Jackson and I will be on the air beginning at 6:30 with the pregame.
Now, Bob, we opened up this segment by talking about your fancy bus ride. Any truth to the rumor that you're going to be picked up by a fancy commercial flight after tonight's game in Logan to jet you straight overnight into San Diego, California?
Well, they're not picking me up, but yes, there'll be a flight to San Diego after the game. So, you know, I mean, that's one of the concessions that, you know, Boise State is stepping up. I mean, to have charter flights, I mean, if they would have had to drive to Salt Lake after the game and stay in a hotel and then get up the next morning and fly commercial from Salt Lake to San Diego, there would certainly be a lot more wear and tear on the team than by doing this tonight. So kudos to Boise State.
Appreciate you, Bob. We'll talk tomorrow. Good luck on the call tonight, and let's see if they can get that win streak to 11. Appreciate you, bud.
Let's go.
Prater, 11 games in a row. They can win tonight in Logan. That's a good stat, though. They don't win in the D. Glenn Smith spectrum very often.
That's a tough place to play. I don't care how bad or what they're doing in terms of struggling with the shooting. That's one of the best student sections in all of the Mountain West Conference. It's a tight gym. It's a fun gym. There's a lot of history there, and there's a lot of tradition there. And so, you know, there's a reason why Utah State's favored tonight. They're 1-4 in the conference. Boise State's on a 10-game winning streak, and
yeah.
Utah State's favored by one. Right? Ballgame. You're the gambling guy. Explain that to me.
Prater, I've been thinking about it all day, about just putting, like, I don't know, $50 or whatever, something little there. But I don't know. I've been so cold. I've been stone cold Steve Austin lately with my picks, Prater. I can't hit jack. So I'm scared, man. I don't know. And those guys are a lot smarter than me. Go figure.
I have a feeling that Utah State's going to be very, very pesky tonight. I don't know who's going to win. I'm not going to sit here and predict. If Boise State plays like it did against Air Force, even though it was impressive because they had to gut it out in a different kind of way, as Bob just told us, it was a pretty sloppy game. Boise State's going to play a couple of sloppy games. We're not sure when they're going to get bit. Getting bit tonight would not surprise me.
Great stuff, Bob. Who is DeMario Warren? Well, he's your new cornerbacks coach, Bronco Nation, and you're going to hear from him next. Prater on the Ball Game, Idaho Sports Doc. We love you. KTIK Sports Radio, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM, The Ticket.